And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Yes, we are back again. It is opening day, Thursday, March 28th, coming at you the night before Wednesday evening to preview Thursday's main slate, 8-game slate, 4:10 Eastern, 1:10 Pacific time. Hope you guys are ready for another fun season of DFS action. I'm going to try to come and give you this show Monday through Friday the best I can. Can't guarantee it. Unfortunately, it's not the priority to the other content that I do, but I'm going to do my best to get this out to you as often as I can. If I don't have something here, I usually have at least something on my Substack, Casey Bubba Substack. Go check that out. Free to subscribe. If you want to pay, that's awesome as well. Gets you a few extra things if you do that. But go check out the Casey Bubba Substack. I'll have stuff there for season-long DFS prop bets. Whenever I have time, I throw things there. Can't guarantee you it every day, but I'll do that. Same with this show. I'll do my best to get it to you Monday through Friday, but that's time permitting with the rest of my life. So here we are. We have opening day. We have an 8-game slate. There's already 2 postponements. Those weren't on the main slate, so we're good there. But 8-game main slate. Weather looks overall fine. Game should play. Temperatures are usually in the 50s to 60s. Wind's blowing out in a few games, but the weather's so cold, shouldn't have a major impact. The nicest weather's in Houston, where it's going to be in the 70s. It's going to be Framber Valdez versus Nestor Cortez, so pick your poison there. Let's talk about a few of the totals on this slate that we got going for you. Cardinals, Dodgers, 8.5. Yankees, Astros, 8.5. Blue Jays, Rays, 7.5. Twins, Royals, 7.5. Pirates, Marlins, 7.5. Nats, Reds, Great American Small Park, 9. Tigers, White Sox, 7.5. Padres, Giants, 7.5. It's nice. All 8 games start at 4:10 Eastern. So they're all starting at the same time. There's a 3-game evening slate if you're feeling really frisky out there. We're going to cover the main slate here. Let's talk about the pitching on this slate. I'm not going to get too much into the stats because we'd be using last year's stats. Kind of pointless. I'll start incorporating that as we go, but give you the gist here. As if you're used to MLB DFS Quick Hits, you know what to expect on this show. Let's put it that way. But let's get cracking on this pitching. Tyler Glasnow is your most expensive pitcher at 9,500. He did get to throw a game in Korea. He went 5 innings. Did walk 4 or 5, which was not ideal, but the strikeouts were there for Glasnow. So he's got that going for him, which is always a plus. We know the strikeouts can come in bunches. The Cardinals offense going to be suspect, especially the bottom part of the lineup. So if you want to go Glasnow, you can. Not my top priority. Like, you could pivot to Pablo Lopez at 93 going up against the Royals. That's a great matchup, Reagans versus Lopez. I see the appeal there. Lopez, I think has a better matchup per se, better pitching weather as well over Glasnow if you want to, you know, deviate any little bit there. But my priority, if you're paying up on this slate, is Tarik Skubal at $9,100. I think a lot of people want to go this way. The Skubal's at the Chicago White Sox. We're going to want to target the White Sox a lot this year. Their offense is just their whole team is going to be bad, but we want to target them. Skubal's rather stretched out. He's like, not many pitchers are fully stretched out yet. That's the other thing. So when you're looking at bats, if you want to get sneaky, you want to look at teams with bad bullpens. Again, we'd be speculating because we really don't know 100%, but we can speculate. But Skubal versus the White Sox at $9,100 is a really good price tag, because at worst, should be able to rack up Ks, hopefully give you 5 innings there and get the job done in that regard. So that is a plus for Tarik Skubal. I will say, if you're playing any showdown slates early in the season, relievers could be very nice. That's all I'm going to say, because they could be cheap, and keep that in mind. But Skubal at $9,100 would be the dude I'm looking for there. Reagans is fine at 87. Lots of strikeout upside versus the Twins. I get it. I still prefer Skubal. Logan Webb got smacked around this spring. If you want to take a chance on Webb, he'll go lower owned because people will look at those spring numbers. Webb is still the runner-up in the Cy Young voting last year, one of the most consistent pitchers in baseball. So if you want to go Webb to be contrarian at $8,400, totally understand that. But what it comes down to is you got Skubal at 91, Mitch Keller at 83 versus Miami. He's kind of another lower owned play, because I think Miami is going to be kind of sneaky better this year. Very good pitching ballpark, though, to pitch in Miami. But, you know, while healthy, when you got Jazz, you got De La Cruz, you got Berger, there's a handful of dudes there in Miami that you can have some fun with. But Keller could be a cheapie there. I think where it gets interesting is Jesus Luzardo is only $7,600 against the Pirates. That seems way too cheap. Like, if you're making one lineup and you're not worried about pitching chalk, give me Skubal and Luzardo all day long. Like, in cash, give me Skubal and Luzardo. that's where I'd be looking to plant my flag on this slate. So really, really looking forward to that one. If you're looking to punt, though, it gets dicey. I would go with Garrett Crochet against Detroit at $6,500. Crochet might not be fully stretched out, but he's extremely cheap. Tons of strikeout upside against the Detroit Tigers. And it's a Tigers team that will be better this year. There's no sugarcoating that. They're going to be a very good team compared to years past. But if you're going to punt, I think Garrett Crochet would be where I want to go. So my main pitchers, Skubal, Lizardo, Crochet. But if you want to sprinkle in some Webb and Keller, totally cool with that. And then if you want to pay up Glasnow and Lopez are fine. But I'm going to focus on Skubal, Lizardo, and Crochet for the most part on this one. Now the bats. We got lots of ways to go with bats on this one. So at the catcher's position, like Will Smith just got paid. He's $4,800 versus Mikolas. If you're going to pay up, sure. I think you could save some cash. Campy Sano at 38 versus Logan Webb is not bad. But everyone's going to want to go to Great American Small Park for very good reasons. So Kyber Ruiz at 37 versus Frankie Montas is cool. You got Tyler Stevenson versus Josiah Gray at 36. Those are fine. But again, if you want to save a few more dollars, I don't mind going down to like a Alejandro Kirk at 35 versus Eflin. If you want to fade Garrett Crochet, because you'll be getting a – this is where the kind of using Crochet to pitch is one thing. But if you want to fade because of the White Sox bullpen, that makes a ton of sense. It's like a Jake Rogers who has tons of power at $3,400 could be an angle in that conversation to kind of see where that goes. If you just want to punt catcher, Jose Trevino's $2,900 versus Framber Valdez. Trevino's already been named the opening day starter by Aaron Boone, so he will be our punt catcher for now until we see lineups. First base position for you, you got Shohei at $6,400. That's totally fine if you so choose. So it's Freddie Freeman at 59. Shohei's first base outfield eligible. Take advantage of that while you can, because he's going to be a primary DH. So I can't wait to see how DK keeps moving the goalposts on where Shohei's eligible to play. But both of them are in play. To save some cash, though, if you don't want to play the Dodgers, because I think it's going to be Great American Small Park and the Dodgers. That's where everyone's going to focus. So that's why I say, like, looking at Detroit bats, looking at a few others, could get a little more contrarian on this slate. It's like a Spencer Torkelson. He had a rough spring. He's 49. You got Spencer Steer in Great American at 47. I'm a fan of that. If you do want to fade Keller, you got Luis Arraez at 45. Those are options for you as well. The Toronto bullpen could be interesting. You have Swanson and Romano on the IL. They're eighth and ninth inning pitchers. They did have Nate Pearson and some other guys to fill the role, but that could leave an interesting bullpen. You got Jose Barrios, probably goes 4 to 5 innings, I'd imagine. It's got like Isak Paredes is $4,400. The Rays could be an angle for you there. The Candyman Candelario is $4,200, which is very cheap. He's first base, third base in Great American Small Park. That is awesome. And then the play that I think everyone's going to play, and if you're playing cash, you just take this play and run. Christian Encarnacion Strand is only 4K. He's first base, third base. He had a monster spring. He's going to have a pretty damn good season, I think. So CES at 4K would be a nice value play there. Josh Bell swings it well. Andrew Vaughn's, you got 4K and 38 for Vaughn. So Detroit are some cheaper bat. Or I mean, the White Sox, that's if you want the Detroit bullpen with Andrew Vaughn at 38 would be one to look at. If Joey Gallo cracks the lineup and you want to go cheap, he's first base outfield in Great American Small Park at 35. You know, we've talked about it every year with Joey Gallo. Only reason why you're playing Joey Gallo is for home runs. So you get $3,500 in Great American Small Park. You can at least pay attention to something like that. Obviously, a lot can change when we see lineups, but that's where things look for now. And then I don't know what the lineup's going to look like on Thursday, but just something to keep an eye on. I'm not saying it's going to be how it's going to go, but with John Birdie getting traded from Miami, I believe it's Skip Schumacher's their coach now. He said Jonah Bride should get the most playing time bump with Birdie out. I'm not the biggest Jonah Bride fan, but he's first base, third base eligible. He's $2,200 against Mitch Keller. So if you're looking for an Uber punt, Bride could be one. I don't think you need to do that, but you can. Second base, you got Mookie Betts at 65, which is great. You got Altuve versus Nestor Cortez. Houston could be a nice little stack for you as well. Nasty Nestor had a up and down spring, so you could go to some Houston bats if you so choose. Going down cheaper, though, you got the likes of Cronenworth at 41, India is only 39 in Great American Small Park, so he's definitely in play for you. Other than that, though, it's a rough position. Like Gavin Lux is only 34. He's a cheaper Dodger, so he'll might make him popular. So keep an eye on him. Not sure if they'll let you play John Birdie, but Birdie's second base shortstop, $3,200. He'll be with the Yankees. Right now he's written down with Miami against Keller. That's why I don't know if they'll let you play Birdie since the trade took place, but he might start at third base for the Yankees on opening day. So that could be a nice cheap one there with John Birdie. He can get on, steal a couple bags, score a run, and just rack up some fantasy points in a quick way. Third base, you got Machado at 52. I'm a big Machado fan this year. You got Royce Lewis at 49 if you want to fade Reagans. Muncy's only 48 versus Mikolas. Bregman's only 47. That's a great price. First Cortez, one of the cheaper ones there. Jake Berger is 43. Like, I'm going to find myself on some Miami bats. I can already tell because they're affordable. And after you get through Mitch Keller, it's Pittsburgh. So, like Pittsburgh and the White Sox bullpen's just top of my head. There's obviously many others, but is a place I'd like to call home. You got the Candyman at 42 and Encarnacion Strand at 4K. Like we already talked about, those are both way too cheap. If you're interested in fading Pablo Lopez a bit, Mikel Garcia is only 38. He should lead off. He should steal bags. That he is a great play at $3,800, preferably in a better matchup, but someone to keep an eye on in this situation. And then other than that, like Nick Senzel should start for the Nationals. He's third base outfield at $3,200 in Great American Small Park. So that's extremely cheap if you're looking for some cheapies in that ballpark. That would be one to look at. Then a Santiago Espinal, second base, third base, somehow cracks Cincinnati's lineup. I don't expect him to, but he could. He's $2,600. Shortstop for you. You got Bobby Witt. Ellie De La Cruz is $5,600 in Great American, which is acceptable. Machado's 52, who we like. CJ Abrams only 46, which is a bit of a discount in that ballpark. So that's intriguing. Cheaper plays, though, below 4K, though. Not a lot. Shortstop was that position last year. You got Gavin Lux at 34. He's second base shortstop. He's a guy to potentially look at. Birdie's here at 32, who we talked about. So it'd be pretty cool if we can get Birdie to be eligible, even though he's not written down for the Yankees right now. That's a nice discount if he cracks that lineup. You got Jackson Merrill for San Diego going up against Logan Webb. He's only 3K. He'd be one to punt with. Like Luciano, Wynn, not looking to play them, but they're punts as well. I think I like at 3K a lot. I think that's a very, very strong play the way he was swinging it this spring and even in Korea. So not a bad punt with Jackson Merrill. Heading to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts at 65. Shohei, those are all fine. You go down farther, though. I'm looking at guys like Tucker's okay in any situation, but Jazz Chisholm at 51, Teoscar at 5K. Like, I'd rather save some money and come down to these guys personally. The other guys could pay off. There's no doubting that. But I'm cool coming down and taking those values. Going to the mid-fours, now Spencer Steers at 47. He's not too shabby. Buxton, if you're fading Reagans at 46, is very enticing in a tournament. I don't think many people use Minnesota bats. So, like, a Buxton, Royce Lewis, maybe Jeffers-type situation. See how the lineup builds out. But that could be fun. In that scenario, Eloy Jimenez is 44 versus Skubal. If you want to try to target the Detroit bullpen, that is an option as well. James Outman's only 44. That's a nice value play for the Dodgers, in my opinion. I say value because that's cheap for a Dodger. Jake Fraley at 43 versus Gray. Chaz McCormick at 42 versus Cortez. So some nice 4K guys right there between Outman. Even Lane Thomas is 43 leading off for the Nats in Great American. So Outman, Thomas, Fraley, McCormick from 42 to 44. Nice little window there for some outfield discounts. Tournament-wise, Nelson Velasquez is kind of like a Joey Gallo-esque. He's 4K. In his scenario, Brian De La Cruz is only 38 versus Mitch Keller. That's a nice little price tag. De La Cruz is not a ton of power, but can piece hits together very, very nicely. Going down to the mid-threes now, you got Captain Jack Sawinski. I don't know if he plays versus Lizardo. We prefer him versus right-handed pitching. If Will Benson's in Cincinnati's lineup, $3,300 for Will Benson in Great American Small Park versus Josiah Gray is awesome. I'm a big MJ Melendez fan this year. There's a lot to like about him. He's only 33 versus Pablo Lopez. I prefer Will Benson, but that's a good price tag on MJ Melendez. There's Nick Senzel at $3,200 who should be getting the start for the Nats in Great American. Eddie Rosario is another value for Washington. He's 31 versus Frankie Montas. Eddie Rosario should be hitting like five, fifth or sixth in that Nats lineup versus Montas. So that's a very nice value at 31 with some Great American Small Park attached to it. Jesus Sanchez of Miami, $3,100. I prefer Rosario, but that's a discount as well. And then below 3K, you will get value on this slate. Kyle Isbell's 29, only if you're stacking. Casey, I wouldn't use him as a one-off per se, but someone to keep on your radar. And I don't see anybody yet, but there will be a couple cheapies. There's always cheapies in the outfield, at least, well, usually, maybe not on opening day, but you will find some kind of drizzled throughout most of the season. All right, recapping pitching. Like, if you want to go Glasnow, you want to go Lopez, that's fine. But my main guys, it's Skubal, it's Lizardo, it's Crochet. Don't mind the two guys up top I mentioned. And in the middle, Webb and Keller are okay. But mainly Skubal, Lizardo, and Crochet is where I'm focusing right now. Obviously, we'll see lineups on Thursday to help with that a bit. If you're stacking, I think Miami versus Keller is a bit enticing to be a little different there. And then I mentioned Detroit versus Crochet and the White Sox bullpen. Everyone's going to want to stack Great American Small Park. There's very good value on the Washington side of it, but I prefer the Cincy side. So maybe play the Washington side for that exact reason. If you want kind of a pricier, contrarian one, the Houston Astros versus Nestor Cortez. That's one of the best. It's going to be in the 70s. It's going to be a beautiful day. One of the better hitting environments. They should open the roof in Houston. We know the ball could fly out in that scenario. So it might bring the Yankees even to play against Framber, but I'll take my chances with Houston versus Nestor Cortez in that one. And then you got the Dodgers versus Mikolas. That's always great. At San Diego SF games, enticing, but I think Dodgers, Great American Small Park are your popular ones. I think Houston's a good pivot, and I don't mind some Detroit bats, and I like Miami. So my main pivots would be Houston and Miami, and I'm going to focus on the Washington bats with a splash of Cincinnati. That would be my main looks. LA is going to be where it's at for most people outside of Great American. So if you can avoid the Dodgers and take advantage of some bullpens or some other matchups, that's the way to go. I'll take the Skubal and the Zardo chalk most likely and try to get a little more weird with the bats. In the chat here on YouTube, we have glad you and MLB is back. Any insight on a way to early single entry stack? If you're just doing single entry, take the Nationals, sprinkle in some Reds, take Skubal and Lizardo. When you're doing a single entry, you're almost doing a cash game with like a three-person pivot, give or take. So basically, take your Lizardo, take your Skubal, focus on Great American. I'd focus on the Washington side with a splash of Cincinnati. And then if you want to sprinkle in some Dodgers, rock and roll, or sprinkle in some Astros, that'd be my 2 cents on that one. That'll do it, folks. First episode of the season in the books for MLB DFS Quick Hits. Again, I'm going to try to come and give you a podcast Monday through Friday. I'll do my best in that regards. I have my Substack, Casey Bubba Substack. Go check that out. Got season-long stuff. Going to have some DFS. Going to have some prop bets and stuff there throughout the season, time permitting. So go check all that out. But I'll be back with you guys hopefully tomorrow. Remember, you can find me on Twitter at BDEntric. Get all the goodies there. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your opening day edition. I'm out.